You're listening to IsraelScene.com.
And you're listening to IsraelScene.com.
Listening to IsraelScene.com.
Seen through the eyes of Steve, that's myself.
And you're on.
Two characters passionate about everything that happens in Israel.
IsraelScene.com.
And you're listening to IsraelScene.com. And I'm Steve.
And this is Yoram.
And what do we have for today?
I brought with me, Steve, a letter to the editor of the Jerusalem Post from this last weekend. I don't really know what to what article the letter refers, but I'll read it anyway because I think we can make sense out of it. The woman writes, "Ruthie Bloom really expressed my feelings after 35 years in Israel. I work with Israelis as a CEO of a youth village in the north for 500 kids at risk. I am surrounded by people who butcher English slang and treat me as someone who has to be humored because of my appalling accent. However, I must point out that although Ms. Bloom is right about Anglos becoming in, which I take it was the subject of the original article, that includes only a change in attitude, not an identification with civilized behavior. No one has joined us in picking up the litter on the street or in not throwing it there in the first place. No one has stopped smoking in restaurants or backing up on main streets instead of going around the block. No one has stopped making loud personal remarks on someone else's appearance. The truth is, I really don't like Israelis. The problem is, I really love them. And this insane country, although not the corrupt goofs who run it." That, I think, is Anglo marginality in a nutshell. It's a small price to pay, and there are always one's many Anglo friends with whom one can bewail the situation.
Oh, wow.
What do you think, Steve? You don't like it, but you love it, or you love it and you like it?
Oh, boy. I think that the first time I made Aliyah, came to Israel to live in 79, I would say that I could feel very sympathetic to that letter. Coming back here and now living in Tel Aviv and being older, while, yes, it disturbs me when somebody throws a cigarette butt lit on the street, and I've come this close, everybody can't see it, but it's mighty close, to opening my mouth and saying something, which I have not at this point. And when somebody's blowing their horn, waiting online, and they're the seventh car behind the front car, which means no matter how much they blow, it's not going to make a difference, I do now approach them and tell them what I think of their behavior. Not that they particularly care, but at least I feel good that I've at least engaged without getting killed. In America, I'm not so sure I would have done that. But all in all, I think that things have improved from when I was here in 79. I think the place, at least Tel Aviv, I think is cleaner than it's ever been. I think there's more social conscience and awareness of what's going on. I think part of the problem for Ms. Bloom is that there is a more aggressive behavior on the part of Israelis. It's part of the culture. And it may seem abrupt to us Americans, who are a bit passive in our behavior. We're not always up front, and we like to make nice and all this kind of stuff. That's not what's going on here. There's no time for that, in a sense, without necessarily being rude. But I'm happier here on both ends. And I don't feel like an Anglo like I did feel when I was here from 79 to 88. I truly feel, I can't say I'm an Israeli, I am not. I'm an Israeli citizen, an American who happens to be living in Israel, with, for the most part, Israeli children, who are conscious, though, of being also very much American. The amount of awareness about the environment almost didn't exist when I was there in 79. Haganat HaTeva, the environmental protection group, the preservation of the resources here, much more empowered now than ever before, because there's a bigger middle class. There's more money here. There's less stress in terms of terror like there was in those days and up until fairly recently. So that's my spiel.
The phrase that struck me was about not liking Israelis but loving Israelis. Excuse me. And that's what I thought really was part of the interesting question for us. And I hear your answer. I find myself in...
What, you don't like Israelis?
No, I do, but not always.
I don't like a lot of people, right, always.
Okay. Right, exactly. That's very much where I sit. Now, I have a more serious problem, I think, with Israeli drivers because I usually drive around town on two wheels instead of on four, so I'm very vulnerable. And it's unbelievable what people, the degree to which people don't see you, will just cut right in front of you or drive like, you know, 15 inches away from you, behind you.
So I have a bone to pick with you guys in the two-wheelers.
Okay.
Who cut across and pass through on the right, on the left, around and over, if it's possible, every car. I mean, you're dangerous out there in the roads, let alone the Israeli drivers with four wheels are really dangerous. But you guys are off the charts. You think because you can move in between two cars and just barely touch to get through, I mean, that's cool. I see that as a greater danger, personally. So watch it.
Okay, I understand that. I understand that. And that kind of maneuvering is based on the theory that the people in the big vehicles are watching and are not just going to step on the gas without, you know, seeing what's directly in front of their vehicle.
You know what assume is, right?
Right. Well, in this country, even more so, especially when it comes to drivers. And that's one of the places that I have my shortest fuse, and that when I confront them, because often, you know, I'll pull up next to them, which I can do, and talk to them directly, right? And although having the helmet makes it a little difficult to have a conversation because I can't really hear them, and sometimes I have to turn off the motor and take off the helmet if there's a conversation that's happening. But what's so infuriating, and I said this the other day to some guy, is I said, well, pardon me, I forgot that Israelis don't know how to listen and don't know how to learn, because I try to explain to him that the way he was driving, the way he cut in front of me, was very dangerous. And he was wearing a kippah, and I added that, you know, God would not forgive him if he just recklessly killed me. And he instead attacked me, and, you know, that there was something wrong about where I was and what am I doing on the road and taking up a whole space and blah, 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 blah. And those kind of things really I find very hard to be equanimous about. I mean, it's just beyond all reason. And the other thing I find interesting is that after this driver has done something like completely unacceptable, and I pass them, I see it's an old lady or it's a woman driver. I mean, with an aggressiveness that just flat out, you know, like pedal to the metal aggressiveness. And everybody, most people are capable of doing it, and you cannot count on a driver doing or not doing anything in particular. People will stop in the middle of the street to have a conversation with a friend that they happen to see. People will, just like she says, just make a U-turn in the middle of a busy street, and if the car can't, you know, and often it's obvious that the car will not be able to make the whole U-turn. They'll have to turn and then reverse and then turn and then reverse.
Do you feel better now?
I feel much better, but if I get back on the streets, I'm going to be angry and vulnerable all at once. One of the reasons I brought this, Steve, is that I know that for both of us, one of the motivating forces or motivating energies behind this program altogether is to encourage people to come and visit, to encourage people, if that's also in the realm of possibilities, to come and live here. And it's not necessarily easy, even with all the positive ideology that one might have, or the positive theory one has about living, you know, in a Jewish environment, in a Jewish state, and so on and so forth. There are very annoying national traits that many people here carry with them and express very freely. Although the part about loving the people is something I can also very, very well identify with.
Well, I think I also feel very strongly about identifying with the people, with the country. Well, I'll just go all out. There's a magic here for me. There's a place where everything is possible and almost anybody at any moment in time can do it. It's just a place that's full of life, full of energy, full of opportunity, full of possibility. Now, there may be other places in the world where that exists for people, and I say, go for it. My go for it is here. This is the place I have found. The place to be, the place I feel most comfortable, the place I feel at home, even though there's plenty to feel uncomfortable about. Yet the core values, the core ethical ideas that I hold dear are I feel embedded in this place, embedded in the people, in the Jewish nation, and that there's so much to be done here. I don't know if I would have been so motivated in this, I know I wouldn't have, in the States to do this radio show. Most probably wouldn't have been about Israel, but I just didn't have it in me. Here I feel that there's so much to do that whatever little I can do, be it the radio show, be it whatever else it is, that just walking here, just living here is such an accomplishment, is such a statement for life, for continuity, and continuation of our people, that it's extraordinarily satisfying and a very deep deep peace that really prevails in that instance.
And that, Steve, I think represents the real essence of who we are and of who we can even become more. I think that's both our part of our past and something to aspire to in our future. It's about the celebration. That's hallelujah is hallel yah. The thankfulness and it's like a cheer. It's like a football cheer.
Yeah, exactly.
Towards the oneness of this experience.
Well said.
And of course, Hatikva is the hope of that fulfillment of that idea.
So we move into that part of the program. If there's any suggestions or comments, please address them to by email radio@israelscene, that's SEEN, if you don't already know, .com. And it's been a real pleasure. And we all say Shavuot Tov, a good week. She